This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. We've got a great show tonight. Before we go into the show, I'd like to talk about a few things. We're uploading some wonderful new pictures at the conference. Hopefully they'll be uploaded during the interview here. My nephew is also helping me with my website, and he's going to be our guest, actually, tonight. He worked on the genomes experiment and actually had a gene named after him. It's kind of interesting, but we're going to talk about a lot more things on the show as far as some healing technologies and some other things that I actually experienced. I just got back from Eugene, Oregon, and I went through some just amazing technology, some super oxygenated baths, some actually chambers that have seven different types of oxygen and a light table and a few other things that were just phenomenal. And I went down there kind of gimping and half crippled and walked back. I'm skipping around right now. So it's some pretty amazing technologies that are happening. I was very involved in these technologies for 6 years, but I left and came to build the center up at the ranch, and they continued to go forward with these, and now they're up and operational. But there's a couple places. There's John Gray's. He wrote Winter from Mars, Winter from Venus. He's got a location. And there's also one in Eugene, Oregon, which is the one I experienced, which is a little more high-tech and a little more potent. So some pretty amazing technologies. But, you know, there's so many things. But I want you to go to the site, if you can. Go to the BBS radio site and, you know, click on As You Wish Talk Radio, and you can see some of the photos that are being uploaded. And hopefully they'll be up there at either right after the end of the show or some of them are being uploaded right now. We had somebody decided to go into the website and erase some of them, so we just found out they weren't even on the site, and other people couldn't see them, so they're getting, you know, back on the site as well. During the conference, we had some amazing light ships appear. People took photographs of these light ships. We had giant cylinder ships. We had some metallic ships, and just wall-to-wall orbs everywhere throughout the conference building and outside in the field. There's just orbs everywhere, every color, every shape imaginable. It's a pretty amazing event. But, you know, some people, I noticed, I got a couple emails. Some people said, oh, I didn't see any ships at all, you know. And so if you didn't see the ships, go ahead and look at the photos, because these are the ones that people were very dedicated, and they went out and they did their time and they did their meditation work and they initiated contact and they actually got to see the ships and got to photograph the ships. You know, whereas some of the people at the conference were more into playing music and singing and just having a good old campfire time and weren't really paying attention to the skies, which is really okay. You know, that's fine. But if you really want to see the ships, you've got to be dedicated to, you know, seeing the ship. You got to put your time in and do your rising consciousness so you can have that experience. One of the things we showed at the conference was the Contact Has Begun, the new movie that's coming out that a lot of theaters are picking up right now. So hopefully ask your theaters, you know, in your neighborhood to go ahead and get the show to try to get the movie Contact Has Begun. They can go to the website and view the trailer. And we can actually send them out a trial copy. But that's about 2 weeks out before it's released. And also Jay-Z Knight's movie, UFOs in the Brain, which explains very meticulously why some people cannot see the UFOs and why some people can, and how they exist along the vibrational continuum, and some people can actually see beyond the veils and through the veils, because they've done their spiritual homework and they have the proper neural net to have the experience. So it gives a very technical reason how to actually see the ships, how to engage the beings, and how to rise to the occasion. It's a wonderful video, and or DVD, you might say. But that's about it as far as the news. I mean, the contacts are still going on. We're still having amazing ships fly over, and we're still getting more and more footage, which is another thing. I've got to get that footage downloaded and onto a DVD and onto the site, which we still don't have that technology yet, but we're working on it. But soon we will. We're very close to doing that. Before we go any further, I want to get into the show and welcome Cody Long. Cody, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for allowing me to be here.
Yeah, there's a couple things. Now Cody is one of the, what would you call yourself, a technician or one of the...
I do research with the water here. The water is Aquarius water, but there's also a research company behind it, and I work with the research company, and the name is Langenberg Research.
And they can look up either one. Langenberg Research.org?
Yeah, it's LangenbergResearch.org. It's spelled LANGENBURG and then .org. And then the water is AquariusWater.org. And Aquarius is spelled AQUARIUS. And then water.org, all one word.
Mm-hmm. And this German physicist, we both know very well. Palladians call him the father of science, you know.
Yeah.
But amazing man. I don't know how many degrees. I think he's got 9 degrees. He's a nuclear physicist, a biophysicist. I don't know how many degrees he has. I lost track, but
yeah, he's also a doctor too in Germany.
Yeah, he did brain surgery in Germany, and he's I can't remember that movie. There was a movie at one time about some guy that just did all that. It was kind of a funny movie, but he's one of those Mr. Wizards. But, he definitely broke all the laws of physics over and over again and crystallized oxygen and suspended it in a microhydrant, which has incredible properties. Do you want to cover a little more about that, some of the research going on?
Yeah, I can speak a little bit about the oxygen crystals that are in the water and some of the properties about these crystals. And what's very unique about these oxygen crystals is how they melt with the frequency of the human body. You can treat these crystals with high amounts of heat, with microwaves, with sound, and these things do not break. The only thing that melts them is human touch or the frequency of the body. And what's so special about these oxygen crystals is it increases the blood's oxygen-carrying capacity, in a sense, to raise it high above normal levels. So with that in mind, your cells are getting high amounts of oxygen to function optimally, and thereby you're reaping the health benefits too.
And this is definitely not a chemical oxygen. This is all natural, and
yeah,
a lot of people have fears that, oh, you're going to burn up the body, and yeah, the chemical oxygen does, but this oxygen doesn't do that.
Yeah, well, oxygen acts as a burner too. Metabolism, it's utilized very much so as a burner too. To produce energy in a sense, but this oxygen here is very special. I don't even know how to describe it in terms of just its unique properties and what it does for people that we've seen who've been drinking the water. It's just very remarkable in a sense.
Now it's the most oxygen, the highest systemic antibiotic you can get.
Yes, that's correct.
And what I found amazing about the water is, if you put an oximeter on your finger, which tests your blood oxygen, and you drink the water, it just jumps immediately all the way up. So it is in the blood. It is in the system. It is doing its work. And that's, proof in the pudding. It's not in a bottle where you pop the lid and you hear a fizz, it goes, and then it's gone,
Yeah.
The oxygen's
yeah.
gone. This is stabilized, and it actually does go through the system.
Yeah, that's the thing is, This water also not just has the crystallized oxygen, but it's got a broad spectrum of different oxygen species too in it. It's also got a natural occurring minerals, and the minerals directly interact with the oxygen too to also stabilize it in the water. Very much so, like your iron of hemoglobin in your blood. Your blood content's about 93% water. People ask, well, how can you stabilize oxygen in water? And we get that quite a bit, but yet your blood is 93% water. Your blood has an ability to stabilize oxygen and deliver it all throughout your body. And that's due to the hemoglobin and the iron complexes that are binding the O2 molecules. But that's also another property of the water is the mineral content and the way that it's able to hold in, also dissolve O2, let alone from all the other species and the crystallized oxygen has as well.
That's one of the most important factors. Water that's gone through osmosis or it's been distilled or whatever is very acidic, and it's kind of dead water. There's nothing in it, and it causes more harm than good.
Yeah. For instance, distilled water, it leaches minerals from the system. Many people know this, but it also quenches carbon dioxide and creates carbonic acid in the blood, which also can acidify the blood in a sense. So, and in nature, it's very very obvious. How are we supposed to drink water in nature? Well, it naturally touches rock and mineral content. Lakes, rivers, streams, oceans, they're all touching rock, and our body needs these minerals to be healthy. And what's going on is there's lots of water that's being processed through via RO, reverse osmosis, that takes these minerals out, and now it's like not natural water anymore that your body needs. And what's interesting about this is, people say I drink a whole bunch of water, but yet I still feel dehydrated. Well, that's because the cells of their bodies aren't recognizing the water, and it's not hydrating them efficiently, in a sense. But what's really unique as well about Aquarius water is that the water has a specific energy that's been imparted into it to create it makes it monomolecular water, which is kind of a buzzword term. People say microclusterization, and that's kind of a buzz term. But here again, what I'm speaking of is that there's a specific electric potential that's put into the water to basically make the water basically repel, in a sense. Just like two magnets, you have two positive magnets. The energy that's in the field between the two magnets, they want to repel slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the water molecules here act very much so in this way, making them stay in most of the state as this monomolecular water. And what's very unique is that, in 2003, two doctors won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, proving that the aquaporin proteins, the AQP1 proteins that are on the cell surface, can only take in one water molecule at a time. So what's so good about this is you drink it goes right into your body, and when it can go right into the cells of your body, it can flush out all these toxins and these chemicals that your body's been accumulating, and hence your body can detox, your health increase, you got the crystallized oxygen. It's just wonderful stuff.
Now, it also changes the body pH, and it brings it into balance and makes it a little more alkaline, which is what you want.
Yeah, the oxygen directly interacts with the alkalinity of the body, too. Your cells can absorb it much, much more efficiently if your body's slightly more alkaline. But not too alkaline, though. The enzymes of your body function optimally, usually around a pH of 7.4 to 7.7. And the water is specially formulated with this pH in mind. So that's another property that the water has as well.
Now there's two things that people fall into this big pit concerning this water. Mm-hmm. And there's an old saying, a little bit of knowledge can be deadly, And we have these kind of quasi-scientists that are doing their own measurements on the water, and they're going, wait a second, there's no oxygen here because they're using the wrong equipment. They're not measuring for natural oxygen.
And yeah, well, a lot of the measurement equipment they use are called dissolved oxygen meters, and those pick up basically dissolved O2 content. They don't pick up any of the other oxygen content. So roughly you can, dissolved O2 is going to basically, it goes in and out of the water all the time. I mean, that's just what happens in nature. Nature basically, the amount of oxygen in water in nature is basically dictated by the atmosphere, the amount of oxygen that's going in and out of the water.
Mm.
And in nature, it doesn't like to dissolve too much, so roughly around 5 to 10 parts per million, just offhand. So it's very difficult, like with other companies that are trying to just put gaseous O2 in and expect it to call it oxygen water. It is for a slight time.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is it's going to equalize with the atmospheric pressure very quickly. And you're left with basically, depending on the type of technology they've used, is either distilled water or just basic RO water. But some scientists, they've been testing the water in a sense, with the dissolved oxygen meter, it's only measuring the O2. It's not measuring the crystallized content because it can't pick that up. But here at the research center and in Germany, the doctor who formulated it has the equipment that measures this. And roughly this water comes out to be around 400 to 600 parts per million oxygen, which is very high.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very high.
Yeah, I think the one thing, too, is that the the research is so advanced. I mean, there isn't even the language to explain some of this that's coming out, and that's one of the pitfalls. And people, rather than, you know, condemning something, they should get, you know, really do the research and find out, okay, how do you measure it? What kind of oxygen is this? Mm-hmm. It's a whole different animal. It's not the stuff they're used to working with, and really get into the higher physics of all this. And also, too, I noticed the pH as well. Is people are measuring the pH with the wrong type of pH strip, and often, you know, going awry on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, again, the pH can vary on the type of paper you're using. Some people use litmus paper. Some people have meters.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually lab meters with probes that measure the pH, and those are the ones that you really want to use.
Yeah.
The litmus test, I mean, it's just a rough estimate. Usually the pH ranges from 1 to 12 or 14, and, you know, there's no decimal, there's no values, so it's basically maybe 6, 7 people kind of estimate, but roughly the pH of this water is tested time and time again, and it falls into the category of 7.7.
Yeah, I've noticed that if you have 10 different brands of pH paper, you'll get 10 different readings.
Yeah, I know. And depending on what you drink, too, let's say you drink a Coca-Cola and then you stick a pH litmus paper in your mouth, I mean, it's going to be fairly more acidic than if you were just drinking regular water or some other alkaline elixir.
Now, this also has the monatomic minerals in it as well, from what I understand.
As far as I know, I haven't done research with the monatomic minerals in it, but the doctor who's made it claims to have these minerals in the water. There's been lots of research, well, not very much research, I would say. It's a rough area. Dr. Hudson, got first introduced to these minerals, but there's also ancient, you know, texts going back into Egypt about the gods, you know, eating these monatomic minerals and breads and what have you and other things to help them reach a higher state of mind, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor who's made the water speaks very much so about how the water is able to help, you know, change consciousness almost. I myself don't understand that, but the picture on the bottle is the Aquarius water bear pouring knowledge onto the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the knowledge that the people need to have. It's the education. And that's also part of the research center here. We try to not only just promote the water, but try to educate people as well. So
I noticed that if you take somebody that's having a real bad day and they're very angry, and you give them a bottle of the water and they drink it, they forget what they're angry about.
We've had a few cases of that.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, but it does do that.
I've tried it over and over, and I just hand people a bottle of water. You know, if the drama's getting ready to happen, I sit here, drink this, and they forget.
Mm-hmm.
They forget about the drama because it takes them into a new frequency. And to me, it's understandable because thought has a frequency, and the real base frequencies are fear and guilt and unworthiness and anger and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And if the water has a higher frequency, you might say, and you drink the water, it would actually change your level of attunement. So you would actually be attuning to the higher frequencies.
Yeah. Well, in a sense, that's what, you know, crystals can be used for as well.
Exactly. And its crystalline form, the seven-sided crystal, I think, actually attunes to a whole different level of consciousness, which is greatly assisting the planet right now.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of the frequencies of the water, the aspects of oxygen being the highest systemic antibiotic you can get, and also watching it break down other pathogens and chemicals and things that are harmful to the body. Just watching it work under the microscope is amazing.
What's really scary nowadays is that our world is just fraught with all these chemical pollutants that our bodies are exposed to all the time, and, you know, people that aren't drinking good, healthy water, it's getting very difficult for them to actually flush these toxins out. It's interfering with much of their biochemistry of the body in itself, causing a lot of distress, what have you, I would say. And, you know, part of the properties of this water is because it gets inside the cell so quickly, so rapidly, it can actually help detoxify all these chemical pollutants that people are exposed to, let alone from the bacteria. Most bacteria, they're disease causing or exist anaerobically. I mean, there are some that are aerobic, but most of them, in most cases, exist in anaerobic conditions, meaning low oxygen levels. And the body itself has different amounts of oxygen in the tissues. For instance, you breathe in air, and your lung atmosphere gets saturated roughly, depending on how healthy you are, just say around 97%. But as the oxygen travels throughout the body, it decreases substantially at the tissue level. I mean, you're looking sometimes at even 40%, and sometimes even lower for some people. You know, it ranges a little bit here, but what happens is not all the tissues are fully saturated to the extent that they could be to help prevent, you know, a lot of these disease-causing pathogens from causing harm. So that's what the water does in itself. It increases the blood's oxygen-carrying capacity very much so to help rid your body of these toxic chemicals as well as these, disease-causing pathogens that most of us are exposed to on a daily basis, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another property I found amazing that I noticed when people drink the water, a lot of them feel a tingling in their brain, and they get kind of lightheaded because there's more oxygen going to the brain and, mm-hmm. and the heart as well and getting to all the organs. But at the mm-hmm. same time, it's clearing the plaque out because, you know, plaque or the fat, whatever you want to call it, oxygen, you know, reacts with that and starts dissolving it. If you could explain a little more, going a little deeper on that, it'd be great.
Okay. Well, the water, according to the doctor who's formulated, I mean, he's done 35 years of research with this water, actually. I forgot to mention that earlier, in Germany. And what this water does is it can also neutralize mercury, which is, you know, it's a big toxic element right now in a lot of people's bodies. But in itself, you know, it's able to basically do quite a bit of things. I can't specifically speak on exactly what it does legally here, but people just have to try it and experience for themselves after they drink it what they feel and how their thinking occurs after drinking it as well. But it most people that drink it notice immediately what it does, and you know, most of the time it clarifies their thinking very much. So that's because it's getting into the brain, it's getting the oxygen into where it needs to, and it's increasing the oxygen at the tissue level very much. So
it seems to seek out wherever there's a problem, and wherever there's a problem, you start feeling like a tingling in that area. And I've seen this over and over. Mm-hmm. Just to make clear, you know, I'm not on the payroll for Aquarius Water. I worked for quite a few years to get this water out just because I believed in it. And I saw what, you know, it's basically a miracle almost. And, you know, I'm speaking as more of a testimonial, you know, not as an employee for Aquarius Water. I'm not even a distributor of it. I just believe in it so much. I've watched it work. I've watched the results of it. And so I've been doing everything I can to get it out. And you know, with the water in the, just the tap water has, what, 650 to 850 chemicals and pathogens in it. It's just amazing. And then you take the air, you know, with the stuff we don't want to talk about, which is the chemtrails, but, you know, all the other garbage in the air and all the chemicals in the air and the exhaust and everything else, you know, from automobiles we're breathing.
You know. There's a lot going on, you know.
We're being totally bombarded on every level, so this is kind of an answer. It's help, you know, to deal with what's going on.
Yeah, and, you know, even tap water itself, it's chlorinated. They use chlorination to kill most of the microbes, but it's a chemical, and what it does is, I mean, just as an analogy here, you know, when you swim in a chlorinated swimming pool, what happens to your skin? It shrivels up and prunes up. Why? Well, that's basically the cell's way of shutting themselves down for hydration because it's toxic. Mm-hmm. And so just imagine if you're bathing in this every day, you're drinking it, you're cooking in it, you know, it's going inside your body, and it's very much dehydrating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, part of our company here is we're trying to basically set up restoration systems to help with this problem. You know, some of the technology at Langenberg Research, which developed the water, is built to basically help restore water worldwide, and that's part of our goal. As a humanitarian company, we want to set up these systems developed by this doctor to basically clean up water worldwide so people can live healthy and happy lives. And that's basically our bottom, our one of our biggest goals here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like just the wastewater alone, you know, going back into the system, it has a purifying effect as well. So, you know, it's just amazing what we could do to water. And, you know, we all know water is going to be worth its weight in gold, you know, if not more so. In the future, the way things are going, we're having a severe water, you know, good drinking water shortage coming up. And I don't want to mention any names, but, you know, we've tested a lot of the other bottled waters, and it's scary what's in those waters. And some of it is just tap water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've just bottled tap water, and they put a fancy name on it. And, you know, there's been court cases on this, and it's been very well publicized, you know, some of the things they're doing. And then again, some of the other waters are go through the reverse osmosis, and you know, they're not as healthy as they would like to lead you to believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just a lot of, you know, a lot of things out there. It's
yeah.
really difficult to actually find a bottle of water that's healthy, you know. It's really scary nowadays, considering most of our body is water.
Mm-hmm.
You need water to live. You need healthy water to be healthy, in a sense, right?
I yeah.
It makes sense there.
You know, one thing about the water I notice is that, you know, it's almost addicting because your body recognizes it and your mm-hmm. body knows what's in it, and it just craves, once you start drinking it, your body's going, yes, you know, this is good. This is
yeah.
good stuff. And I have a hard time drinking any of the water anymore, you know, even to make tea or coffee or anything like that. I just sometimes I'll use regular water, but I always pour some of the Aquarius water in with it to,
yeah.
you know, make sure it's clean, you know. But
yeah, a lot of people say that, you know, when they use it, it makes the food taste better, makes the coffee taste better, and the mm-hmm. tea and everything.
I know, you know, speaking about the hydration, I noticed when I got out of the bath that I was in there for quite some time, and the water was very hot, you know, and I was not shriveled up at all. As a matter of fact, my skin was like smooth as a baby's butt, you know, so
yeah.
So it's amazing what it does to the skin and hydrating, you know,
yeah,
the entire body.
It's very remarkable water, you know, you know, because of its monomolecular properties it exhibits, it hydrates you very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I forgot to mention, too, is that the added oxygen also increases the immunity of the body as well. Your body, usually when you have an infection, just kind of, I'll go really briefly about what goes on, how your immune system attacks it, because it can be very, very in-depth. But basically, the you know, your white blood cells, your lymphocytes, eosinophils, basophils, and natural killer cells, whatever, we can go on, but what they do is a lot of them, they engulf the bacteria and they oxidize it. They use oxygen very much to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So when the body's, when the blood is, the oxygen carrying capacity increases, it actually helps the immune system as well. And you know, what's going on out there, there's so many people that are being exposed to so many different things. That's going to be very, very important, is trying to increase the immune system to deal with this stuff until it's cleaned up. We also, James here went and tried our Aquarius Spa. We have, we actually allow people to bathe in this water and go through experiences with it as well. And, you know, you're never going to shrivel up in the water because the water is basically just so clean, so pure, and just remarkable.
Yeah, when I got out of the spa, I was higher than a kite. I was almost too high, you know, so I was going, woo, boy, this stuff's amazing, you know. And, you know, I had a lot of joint pain and some back pain and some other things, and you know, I'm skipping around up here right now. I don't feel it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that's going to happen for everyone, but sure, it worked for me. That's, you know, as usual, that's all I can speak about is my own experience. You know, a lot of people want me to speak about this or that and comment about, you know, all these
yeah.
different things. And I just said, you know, that's somebody else's experience. It's their reality, and I can't really comment on it until I've experienced it myself. And it mm-hmm. just goes in the possibility file.
Yeah, and, you know, there's references out there. There's a book by a medical doctor named Dr. Batman Gilder, I think, I don't know how to say his name, it's a very, very unique last name, but his book is titled Your Body's Many Cries for Water, and he goes into his studies and his findings and how, you know, a lot of degenerative diseases are caused due to dehydration in itself, and a preventative way of, you know, helping your body is to basically being able to hydrate efficiently so that your body can stay, you know, healthy. And that's just a lot of, maybe a lot of diseases nowadays, people can start to see that perhaps maybe, you know, it is because of a lack of water that's in the body. I mean, most people are more quick to go grab, you know, a Coke or something, or soda, just to be, before they get water, because water usually just, you know, doesn't taste like anything. And, well, some waters taste like certain things, but anyways, you know, the bottom line is, you know, a lot of people just aren't drinking enough water. In a sense, a good water, that is, as well.
To find out more about this, you know, people can just go to www.aquariuswater.org, mm-hmm. or the phone number, if they want to call, is 541-284-0001, and I just put that up on the website. So if you go to As You Wish Talk Radio and click on there, you'll actually see the information there if people want to find out more about the water.
Mm-hmm. And also, let me, I can give another phone number, too, for Aquarius Water.
Okay.
It's 877-687-0130. That's also another number. They should actually probably call that number.
That's
for Aquarius Water.
Number, right?
Yeah, it's toll-free, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that would be a good one. But anyway, it's just amazing that the research going on there, and that. Now, I want to get into the plants. This is really interesting. You've been doing some experiments with plants, and I saw this firsthand as well, but first I want to hear of your experiments that you're doing with plants.
Okay. Well, what we did one, and you can actually find one of these plant studies up on the LangenbergResearch.org website. It's the third study. But what we did was we compared just the growth of Creeping Charlie's or Glycerma hydration plant clippings in tap water versus Aquarius red and blue water. And this was probably about a three-month study that we undertook here. Very, very easy study. Anyone can do it at home, actually, believe it or not. But what we found was just something remarkable in the fact of how unhealthy tap water can be when you grow plants in it hydroponically, so to say, versus Aquarius water. You know, people can just see the pictures for themselves on the website and see what Aquarius does for the plant roots and the heights and the plasticity and the color versus the tap water, which, you know, there's very little root formation, if any, and very little growth. And, you know, partly it's probably due to, you know, some of the properties that are in tap water themselves, you know, the chemicals, what have you. But basically just a very simple study just to show the difference in terms of what's healthy water and what's not healthy water here. And, you know, plants are good. Experiment. You know, you can do good experiments with them.
Yeah, they don't argue.
But yeah, they don't argue too much, and they're easier to take care of than mice and rats and stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways, we also were doing another experiment with microwaves in the water to see how the microwaves would affect the microwave water, how it would affect the plant tissue, and. We use tap water, again, versus the Aquarius water. And what's very interesting is that when you microwave the tap water and you let it cool, you let it get to boiling, you let it cool to room temperature, and then you put the plants in and you look at it over time, you'll see that, you know, the plants just start to die.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas when you microwave the Aquarius water and you let it cool to room temp and then you plant the clippings in, the plants actually grow larger than the controlled Aquarius water that wasn't microwaved. Which is just really remarkable in itself. It's showing you that this microwave energy is not affecting the plants. And what microwaves are, basically, they create a dielectric current in the water, which in a sense speeds up the molecules and makes them spin faster. And that's what creates the heat, or the heating effect, in a sense. But usually, what happens is over time, you have to let it sit. It still stays excited, and when it's excited, you know, there's been research done, and especially in Russia, I think in 1972 they actually outlawed microwaves there for home use. But then they recently or a couple of years ago, they reinstated that people could use them. But in a sense, what it's showing us on plants is when you microwave tap water, it's really showing a lot of turmoil on the plant versus when you don't microwave the tap water, which is kind of a control for tap. Mm-hmm. But with Aquarius water, when you're microwaving Aquarius water, it actually makes the plant grow bigger. And I spoke with the doctor who made this, and he basically was saying that he structured the water as well for it to go through x-rays, what have you, when it's being shipped, so that it doesn't affect the oxygen content. But the water has an ability to relax itself as well, and that's part of the monomolecular association to it as well. It's relaxed water. It's water at its most simplest form, you know, the most simplest state that can, your body can recognize and utilize. And it's just, the microwave study is kind of showing how it can be, how it is relaxing in a sense, because look at the plant difference.
I've heard over and over, if you microwave your water, that you're and pour it on your plants, it'll kill them.
There's mixed research down on the microwave. Some research says it doesn't do anything very much, but then there's some that says it does. So it's kind of hard to, who's telling the truth and who's not. But, you know, this is just a very simple experiment you know people can do at home as well, as microwaving different water types and seeing the effects on plant tissue or clippings, and see what it does to them, you know. And if you can see what it's doing to the plant, imagine what it's doing to you. It's just, you know, a simple cause and effect relationship almost.
Exactly. You know,
but you
really think about it, you know, the water we're putting on our plants, and then we're eating those plants, you know, it just keeps going on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. And when you consume that food, it stays excited in the body. And that obviously can cause, you know, cell damage in a sense. You know, if you're eating excitable food, it's sitting in your stomach, and then it's getting absorbed, and other parts getting, you know, basically wasted. Mm-hmm. You know, that excited food can have an effect on the cellular tissue. So, but that's part of the research that's kind of been done, and there's mixed, like I said before, there's mixed feelings on it.
I know personally, I don't even like going into a room where a microwave is being used. I just walk out of the room. And it's not just a judgment, it's a feeling. You know, I had a roommate with one once, and she just kept hitting that thing over and over, and she knew it bothered me. And I think she did it on purpose. And it made a road trip to the dump anyway, but one day, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, enough, you know. But, you know, I'm a pretty nice guy, but there are
a lot of the microwaves were developed for weapons, and you know, I think World War II could be used as weapons in a sense. But then they condensed the technology, and, you know, you reverse engineer a little bit, you can make it for a home cooking unit, but let alone, I mean, if it's developed for a weapon, you would think, you know, why are people having these in their homes?
Exactly. Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, but that's just my stand on it. Like I said, there's two stands to it. My stand is that I don't think it's healthy.
Well, you know, there's a lot of other things, too. It's like aspartame, and you look at who holds the patent on that stuff, you know, and they're some of our illustrious leaders, and you're seeing this everywhere, and it's being outlawed over in Europe. You know, they know the effects of it.
Yeah. You know, well, you take aspartame, you heat it up to 86 degrees, it turns into formaldehyde, and it turns into formic acid, which is just not good stuff. I mean, people can look that up on the Internet if they would like to.
Yeah, I mean, even the toothpaste now coming out of China, some of this toothpaste is deadly. And I know there's other toothpaste that when you add the chlorinated water to the toothpaste, you're actually gassing yourself every time you brush your teeth with some pretty deadly chemicals.
Yeah, and, you know, aspartame and another big one is monosodium glutamate. You have neurotransmitters in your brain. They cause excitatory and inhibitory responses, and two of the ones that cause excitatory responses are glutamate and aspartate. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is they mimic very much that of, or monosodium glutamate and aspartame mimic these neurotransmitters in the brain. So a lot of kids are drinking these diet sodas, and you know, sometimes you can maybe correlate. I haven't read too much research on it, but what I've done just myself just recently, I've kind of said, well, you know, monosodium glutamate and glutamate, and then you have aspartate and aspartame, you know, there could be a direct correlation maybe with children that are have ADHD or, you know, syndrome and stuff. So it's just, it's an interesting concept to maybe think about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let alone the aspartame when it reacts with heat in your body. It's 98.6, so it's a little bit higher than 86 degrees, so it's going to turn into formaldehyde eventually.
So we're like embalming ourselves ahead of
which
time.
Which is a carcinogen. You work for that stuff under hoods in a lab.
Yeah.
And then there, you're putting it in beverages. I don't understand myself why, but...
Yeah. Well, it's they're embalming us early.
Maybe that's why.
So it cuts back on the mortuary expenses, they don't, it's actually a profit maker because you come in early and they don't have to use as much embalming fluid on you.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to get negative here again,
yeah.
but what happens is people that have those amalgam fillings, mercury fillings, is when they go into the crematory, that stuff basically evaporates into the air.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got a lot of morticians that are breathing this in as well. They're getting mercury toxic buildup,
yeah.
and it's going into the atmosphere, and people are breathing in air all the time. And so this is the thing, is we need to start cleaning up our world here,
yeah,
and our water and everything. And that's what part of the company Langenberg Research is about, is to do this, to help with this problem.
Well, it seems like there's two things that have to be done, and one is ignorance, clean up the ignorance, and a lot of people just don't know any better. You have to do that through education. And the other one is just somehow to stop the greed, because there's people that just, they want to profit at any expense. They don't care, they have no respect for life, human life, plant life, any life whatsoever. All they're looking at is that almighty profit, that dollar and at any expense, and that, I think greed is the cancer on society right now. It's the plague that we're dealing with is corporate greed and people being willing participants in the greed, and it always comes around to bite you. There's the circle of poison always comes, no matter where you send this to other parts of the world, they just spray it on the food and send it back here. So there's nowhere to run. It gets into the water, the oceans, the air.
Yeah, the fish and everything in the oceans, and I can go on and on, but
yeah.
The bottom line is people just need to be educated, and they need to try to, we need to help, everyone needs to help educate each other, and one person says something, and then another person hears it, and they tell another person, and then pretty soon, if enough people hear this, then maybe something could happen on a larger scale.
Yeah.
But, there are things that are knowingly done in upper echelons of the government, if you would say they're allowing a lot of this stuff to go out. But it's just, some people may not believe that, but it's kind of obvious when bills are being passed and they know some of the toxicity levels of chemicals and they're still letting these things out, and then people are getting exposed to it. It's just, it's very sad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the research is obvious, but there's still, good old FDA is still putting their rubber stamp on it, saying, yeah, go for it, we just lost that consciousness of service and that consciousness of doing what's right and in the highest and best good of humanity, Earth. We've got to get back to that base consciousness and realize, karma is real. There is the big, what goes around comes around, and doesn't matter what faith you believe in, every faith has, the as you believe, so it is, or as you sow, so shall you reap, all those things, we're creating through consciousness and through action and through, karma, you might say, a pretty nasty scenario if we don't rethink and, reroute our energies and redirect our consciousness and energy and our actions.
Mm-hmm. And I do believe that there's good people in government that are trying to make a difference, too. I mean, not all... we speak of government in a generalized term. There are some good people there. I believe they're trying to make a difference here with our pollution and worldwide. I mean, even China right now is going through almost an industrial revolution, I've heard, and that's obviously going to increase a lot of the toxic pollutants as well. So, I mean, this is why, there needs to be a certain cleanup regimen and to allow people to live healthy and happy. And that's just the bottom line. Is that's what we got to do here. We all got to come together and let this be. Let it help clean up this world.
Yeah, there's an old Cherokee saying: if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good.
that's true.
You know, and they have a way of summing things up and making it very simple, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they just say, you know, the creators within all creation, you know, behave accordingly. It's very simple, but we seem to have forgot that base logic, mm-hmm. you know.
I just think if we all maybe just realize that we all are kind of interconnected in a sense,
exactly.
that some of the stuff that we're doing is going to be affecting many, many people. It's going to be, you know, whether it be good or bad, in a sense. And, you know, we all live on this world. We're all, our DNA is made up of carbohydrate, nitrogen, oxygen, everything that this world is made up of. We're Earth beings here. And what we're doing to the planet, we're doing to ourselves. So if you can just think of that, you know, maybe it might ring a bell. But
yeah.
So if we can help clean up this world, we're going to help clean up ourselves. And that's the bottom line, is we got to get to the root of a lot of these conditions. And that's, first of all, it's by, you know, cleaning up our planet here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like, you know, all the quantum physics now and everything is saying that, you know, we live in this sea of consciousness and energy, and everything is connected and everything is in constant communication. And what affects one thing affects the whole, and you know, there's a lot of ancient sayings that talk about this, and we seem to have forgotten those sayings. But to me, it's we're really here to live in harmony with each other and the planet, and you know, clean up the environment. And if you talk to every your basic human being, no matter where you go, they all want to live a loving, joyous life. You know, and they want to live in harmony with each other and the planet. And they a lot of them want to make their own personal God connection in their own unique way. And they all have the same goals and the same desires. But for some reason, the leadership in a lot of these countries has fallen deaf, and they've gone off on their own programs. And some are these, you know, soulless corporations that are running things, and they just haven't. The corporations, the bottom line is profit and greed, and they don't care, you know, how it's made. They have to bring in that bottom line, you know, the numbers, and that's really sad, you know, that we've gone in that direction. And I think it's time for the people to pull back, and the corporations to get a consciousness, you know, and start rethinking this whole thing, and you know, really putting their power and resources to turning things around on this planet, because it's not really looking good where we're going right now.
Yeah, but it's always good just to have hope, and you know that there's people out there that are trying to make a difference, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, that's what we got to do.
Yeah, I think it comes down to each individual, you know, doing their thing and not really relying on anybody else to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody thinks, you know, somebody's going to come and save them, you know, or somebody's going to come and heal them, and somebody's going to, you know, and they've given up responsibility, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, individual responsibility. And it really what it all boils down to is the individual becoming,
mm-hmm.
you know, educated and taking action and making things happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, on their level, even on a single level or a group level or a grassroots level. Let's start from there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, each person's, you know, in charge of who they are and what they are and what they want to do and what they would like their life to be, you know. But it just starts with just an inclination to maybe try to do something different and try to help out, you know.
Yeah.
Just to start, or sometimes it's just the right keywords that plant the seed that help them grow into a beautiful tree.
And yeah.
Same thing with this planet, you know. We're trying to plant seeds to help grow beautiful trees all over. But then there's just things that are trying to uproot them, you know?
Yeah. You need this big infusion, you know, like a injection of impeccable integrity, you know? You know, and just, like, dump, you know, a couple of truckloads over there on the White House, you know? Of course, it might melt everything, but...
The water's for everyone, you know, and that's the thing. Even, we gotta just... I mean, people need... Even though we sometimes classify some of the people and government that argue, but I mean, we all need just to learn how to work together, and you know,
yeah.
We all need good water, and we all need to be healthy and keep healthy minds and to promote a healthy planet, you know.
Oh yeah.
So that's
you know, going back to the basics again. If you go around the world, doesn't matter what country you go to, you ask people, do you want to experience universal peace? Of course, you know. They said yes. You know, yeah. Do you want to live an abundant life? You know, yes. You know, do you want to live in harmony with each other and the planet, you know, and would you like to see the planet restored, the environment restored? You know, everyone's saying yes, 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 all the way through. And then when it comes down to, and then they go back to their job, which is, you know, doing quite the contrary. But, they have other establishments that are doing quite the contrary that they're involved in with one way or another. But I think it's all boiling down to is just really reevaluating, you know, what we're supporting, you know, how we're affecting the Earth, humanity and the Earth, and are we affecting it in a positive manner or a negative manner? It's that simple, and then make a stand. Just say, okay, you know what? I might take a hit here financially, but I just can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just a lot of people fail to realize that the Earth's alive just as much as you and I are. Mm-hmm. Plants are alive. I mean, this is life here on Earth, and we got to consider, like, just take that in our hands and really try to appreciate that if we're able to be here and live here and amongst this beautiful planet. And it just takes maybe some people more time than others to see that, but it's just, and I think eventually it'll come around, you know. But we all got to just work together here.
Well, I think the Earth is talking louder and louder and louder, and letting people know she is alive. You know, nature does have a voice, and there's a lot of people that are just bad listeners that aren't going to do too well in the days to come. You know, they aren't bad people; they're just bad listeners. But, obviously there are major changes. You know, global warming is a reality. And whether or not the cause of it is totally, nailed down is another story. But the bottom line is it's happening, and we need to do everything we can to change it rather than waste all of our energy arguing over the cause of it. That makes no sense whatsoever.
And
we do need to bring out the different technologies that will clean up the air and fuelless technologies and, you know, a lot of the other healing modalities, which is what, you know, we're all involved with as well, that are restoring the planet. So, so it's time. You know, this, we have to turn this around. We could be living in utopia, and I think it's time for the people to rise up and say, hey, you know, I want to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life in peace and harmony. You know, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah. You know, someday I just try to stay optimistic and believe it'll be that way, we all got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, just holding the focus. If enough people, you know, like the Fire the Grid experiment and all these intention experiments, and we did those on the Art Bell Show, we actually did an initiation experience to initiate contact. And, you know, contact happened around the world. They got totally flooded with calls. They couldn't handle the amount of calls of people that actually saw ships and had experiences and felt a telepathic contact. It was just phenomenal. So, you know, the more we group together and hold the focus of the world we want to see, and the more we can pull that into being, as much as we think we aren't powerful, we are, you know, fully, you know, capable of turning everything around just by going through the vibrational continuum from consciousness to light to energy to mass. Call these things into being, you know, call the world you want to experience into being, and release the past. You know, heal up the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, you know, from past experience, and we can have heaven on earth.
Yeah, we're all painters painting a big canvas in front of us, and you know,
we gotta take that black paint away from some of those people. They're just painting the real dark scenario, you know.
Yeah, sometimes there's light on one side, and there may be a little bit of darkness on the other. But what's interesting is it's all one big painting.
Yeah,
you know, and
it all needs to be there, you know. But I'm ready for the more translucent colors, you know, the more vibrant colors in Marvel. anyway, we're running up to the end of the hour, and so why don't we give that website again?
Yes, for the water, it's aquariuswater.org. It's one word, spelled AQUARIUS, and then water.org. And then the research behind the water is Langenberg Research, and that's spelled LANGENG B-U-R-G, and then research, one word as well, .org.
And the phone numbers, what's the best phone number to use to find out more about the water or call for the water?
To find out about Aquarius Water, the best number to call the company at is 877-687-0130. And if people are interested in the research and the technologies that we have here, the best number to call is area code 541-284-0001.
Great. Well, all I can say is keep up with the awesome work, and you're doing incredible things there along with the rest of the crew, and we'll have to sign up, so I can't thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me as well.
We'll do it again.
Okay, thank you.
All right, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening.